Hey there. Welcome to the New You Life Pulse podcast, where members go to get a pulse on the heartbeat of our incredible community. New You Life is the hormone health company developing transformative products that challenge the way you age. The Pulse features rising stars, leaders in the field, and insights from our leaders at headquarters. Each Pulse podcast is designed to help you become the best version of yourself by keeping you dialed in, inspired, and motivated. Are you ready to be the best you? Now, let's listen to the pulse of New You Life.
Hi, everyone. I'm Shanae Catteridge, the Scientific Advisory Board Coordinator with New You Life. And I have Lacey Nassay here, who specializes in preventative health. So happy to have you.
You too. Thank you.
If you don't mind telling us a little bit about your background and what you do.
Yeah. So, hi, my name is Lacey Nassay. Super excited to be here today. I knew that I wanted to go into healthcare as a very small child. And I remember thinking after I had pursued my Bachelor's of Science in Nursing back in 2014, that after taking care of patients with complex medical and surgical needs over many years, I realized that there wasn't enough accessible and available resources for preventative health. So with that being said, I'm very excited and passionate about providing an integrative and holistic approach to all of my patients and making sure that we're mitigating and reducing disease burden, illness, and mortality, and increasing overall health and quality of life.
Perfect. And is in reference to preventative health, how do you guide individuals in taking a holistic approach?
So that's a really great question. I am very transparent with my patients, and we take everything one step at a time. So it's very important to not overwhelm clients when we're talking to them and making sure that we're just doing one thing at a time. So whether that be maybe the patient is struggling with not sleeping well, or they have an immense amount of career-related stress that is impacting their overall health. And sleep is a really important topic, and I love to delve right into it because who doesn't love talking about sleep? We spend approximately a third of our lives sleeping if we're doing it right.
Yeah.
So one of the most important things about sleep is that because we spend about a third of our lives in sleep, we need to know why that's important and what kind of leads us to, leading healthy, optimal lives. Yeah. Part of that is our immune function is impacted significantly. When we don't get enough sleep, we are at much higher risk of developing viruses, sicknesses. Yeah. Our immune system is not functioning the way it should. We've all been there after a tough night of sleep. Haven't slept well. Our kids are waking us up, or we're just tossing and turning. Yes. And it definitely impacts our mood. It increases stress levels, not just physiologically, but emotionally as well. So I try my best holistically to your question to take it one thing at a time and get to the root cause of what's going on, what's happening, what's not happening.
I know as a single mom, it's so hard to have that work-life balance, especially when it comes to sleep. So how do you help individuals have that balance?
Yeah, so that's a great question. Again, I think it's always important to kind of see exactly what's causing any kind of sleep disturbances or sleep disruptions. For example, your kid is knocking on the door.
Yes.
It's 2 a.m. Mommy, I want you. I want to cuddle with you. Or, your career-related stress is so, impacting your life so much that it's difficult to achieve that optimal level. Now, in our adulthood, we do need about 7 to 9 hours per night of sleep in order to maintain optimal level of health.
Yeah.
There was actually a study, that very recent study came out from the American College of Cardiology, that states that if we are getting optimal levels of sleep nightly, and there's a couple indicators in their study that kind of define this, then we can actually increase the lifespan of a man by about 4.7 years and by a woman by 2.4 years, an increase in their lifespan. So we are seeing all of this robust data coming out saying this does impact our lives and our lifespan and our life expectancy. And again, we know how it feels to have a decrease in a good night. We don't have that good night. So we have a decrease in, we have increase in stress. We have a decrease in feeling like, okay, I'm sharp today. I'm on my game. I have this brain fog. I'm not playing with a full deck of cards today, for lack of better words.
Yeah.
And we know that there's a lot of hormonal influences with lack of sleep as well.
Speaking of hormones, as a 44-year-old woman going through perimenopause shortly here, how would you help someone like myself? Because I'm not necessarily, I would say, at that age where I'd need to replace my hormones.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. So super important. I can dive right into this question because we know that serotonin is a precursor to the development of melatonin. What happens is there is this really, unfortunately, toxic cycle that rotates around and around. And we know that if we don't get a good night's sleep, then we're decreasing that level of serotonin, which then decreases melatonin, which then decreases serotonin. It's something, unfortunately, that is a snowball effect. And so we also have issues with hormonally, ghrelin and leptin, which are our hunger hormones. When we don't get that optimal level of sleep, our ghrelin and leptin are saying, I'm hungry. I'm craving this sweet today. I want salty snacks. We need more energy. We don't need more energy, but our bodies are craving that because we're not sleeping the way we should. In your case, as a 44-year-old, great-looking woman, not in perimenopause, we need to make sure that we're balancing your hormones, looking at, you know, the whole profile of hormones, and making sure that we kind of address and talk about what exactly is happening that's causing disruption in sleep. And a lot of that can be hormone-mediated. We start to lose progesterone as we get older, for example. So there's this wonderful product called Somaderm that essentially helps our bodies create this endogenous production of human growth hormone and can help us essentially achieve longer and better quality sleep.
Okay. And what, now that you mentioned sleep, cortisol, which I struggled, well, I did a test to test my adrenal function. And because of the fact that I would have these peaks throughout the day, so I'd feel really good in the morning. And then like around 2-3 o'clock, it's like I'm crashing. I'm tired.
Yes.
No matter what my lunch was, you know? And then, you know, maybe have another peak around like 6 and then 9 to 10 o'clock. Okay. And then I wake up. So I'm not a person that struggles to go to sleep. I have a problem staying asleep.
Right.
So
yeah. So cortisol is a very powerful hormone in our body. And unfortunately, we know that if we have a chronic sleep insufficiency or chronic sleep deprivation, we have increased levels of cortisol. Cortisol is a tough hormone and an annoying hormone because what it does is it can really decrease our metabolic power and our metabolism is affected, essentially. So really we're focusing on how we can get you to stay asleep. You know, we have patients and clients who have trouble getting asleep, staying asleep, one or the other, sometimes both. And we have to focus on focusing on the root cause of exactly what's happening. So with that being said, the Somaderm, which has these key ingredients, including aloe vera and ginkgo biloba, can really help keep you asleep and help you stay asleep as well.
So human growth hormone and just for people who are not familiar with all of the hormones, human growth hormone and cortisol, they work together.
Yes.
Is that correct?
They do. So human growth hormone is it's actually the hormone in our body that's produced by our pituitary gland. What happens with that is when we're about 20 years old, that hormone peaks in our body. And that hormone is primarily for the helping the growth and development throughout childhood.
Okay.
It starts to plummet around age 25. Oh, wow. And that actually does impact our cortisol levels because it can then start increasing those because we're not staying in this homeostasis or this nice balance of hormones. So like I was saying before, this wonderful Somaderm product does include these key ingredients, key homeopathic ingredients that can kind of help regulate our metabolism at times and help us stay asleep.
Yeah. Okay. So if I'm 25 years old, I can take Somaderm?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
You can. Now, if I don't know if I should get into this, but if you're pregnant or nursing or breastfeeding, you should always consult with your physician.
Going back to HGH, Lacey, why is HGH important for quality of life?
Well, human growth hormone is an incredibly important hormone in our bodies, and it plays a role in essentially every function of our bodies. Part of the reason that, you know, we were saying that HGH peaks around the age of 20 and starts to plummet around the age of 25, well, then we start to feel those effects. Our sleep is impacted, our stress levels can increase, our bone density and bone mass may decrease as we get older as well. We know that. However, it's very important to, you know, hone in on making sure that our HGH is at an as optimal level as possible.
Yes.
So with that being said, very important with human growth hormone, we have to understand that it plays a tremendous role in our sleep quality and the length of sleep that we get at nighttime. So with that being said, you know, like I was saying, we start to feel the effects of aging. We don't sleep as well. We're getting up more in the middle of the night. You know, we're feeling the impact of not having those HGH levels surging like we did in our young 20s. So HGH is an incredibly important hormone that we all need in order to function at our best.
Thank you so much for that, Lacey. So we all know that in the world today, there's so much stress, so many things going on. How does stress affect our overall well-being?
It's a great question. I mean, stress is in every facet of our lives. I feel like we can't escape it. living this, you know, modern society, we're on the go, go, go. There's traffic. There's, you know, we're trying to get home. We have groceries to get. We're taking care of our kids and our families, and we're working. And there's so many things going on in our day-to-day lives that stress is just a part of it. And we have to accept that. But how can we manage it? And how can we, what techniques can we use to, you know, increase our ability to handle stress and to turn that around. So part of that is that we, you know, talking about sleep today, we've talked a lot about how sleep and stress, there is a toxic cycle between those. If we don't sleep well, we're more stressed. If we're stressed, it's hard to sleep. So sometimes we're in this little rat race and we're trying to get off and we're trying to, you know, reset ourselves. Part of that is making sure that we are, you know, decreasing any triggers at nighttime. For example, trying to, you know, turn off our cell phones, not watch TV, you know, limiting alcohol before bedtime, not having large meals, things like that. Stress impacting our overall being, we have to, we know that it's just a part of our world, but how do we manage that? There are just different ways that we can, different techniques based on what, you know, your main issue is. Maybe you love to fall asleep with the TV on. Maybe you love to have your phone in your hand, but how can we really optimize our sleep quality? And those are some ways to do that. In addition, just sleep in general, our overall well-being, we know for a fact that sleep does play a role in our immune function. So again, we're more at risk for developing viruses and colds, and it takes a shot at our immune system when we don't have that quality sleep. In addition, I had referenced the American College of Cardiology study and one of our last questions. And part of that is just that we do know that now, and we've thought this for a long time, but our lifespan is actually impacted by the amount of sleep that we get per night.
Yeah, I 100% agree. And I also think diet plays a big factor in our sleep quality. So if I'm a late night snacker, and I decide, you know, that I want to have a snack around like 12, that's going to affect my sleep.
It definitely is. We know that when we eat, our, you know, our blood glucose levels increase and our pancreas does secrete insulin. However, we want to make sure that we're staying well balanced. So if you are going to have a snack at night, you know, grabbing for something like nuts, something that, you know, with a little bit of protein and some whole fat, good healthy fats in it, is better than, you know, grabbing that pint of ice cream that we all love. It's easier said than done. And everything's about a balance. And I always do try, when I counsel my patients, I always let them know that life is about balance. We're human after all. We can't be perfect. We're not meant to be perfect. However, trying to hone in on a balance is the most important thing, and keeping that at the forefront of our goals and our priorities and every, you know, every visit. So I think it's just very important in general to make sure that you're grabbing for nutritious foods. You know, there's so much to say about nutrition. I feel like we could have a whole nother amazing talk about that. But one of my points about that is that we just need to make sure that we are fueling our bodies, because essentially we are engines and we need good fuel for our bodies to function 100%. Throughout the day. And you know how it is when, you know, we might grab a cookie and then 20 minutes later we're like, oh, I'm so tired, I want a nap. Instead of grabbing that you know,
sugar.
Maybe, that sugar.
It's the sugar.
The sugar addiction. It's very real. And so, just making sure that, you know, that does impact us later on in the night if we're having something at midnight. You know, and definitely physical activity too. Everything is a balance. Again, we can't be perfect, but we can shoot for, you know, good goals in our lives as much as possible.
Definitely. 100% I agree.
Yeah.
And there's so many products out there, as you all may know, just working with customers and trying to guide people in what's the right sleep product. You have melatonin.
Right.
And then there's, you know, cortisol manager. Then they have Valerian, and they have all of these products.
Right.
And people get really confused as to know, which product do I need based off of my sleep pattern or my issues with sleep?
Absolutely. You know, there, I feel like the market can be very saturated at times with yes. different products and what do I grab for and what's right for me? And, you know, I think an individualized approach is always most important. So again, attacking that root cause, what's causing them to not sleep well at night? Are they having trouble getting to sleep, staying asleep, both? And again, mm-hmm. as we age, we lose that HGH hormone that we really do need, that we produce endogenously until that starts to plummet around age 25. We need to know, and we need to have more information and accessible resources and evidence-based resources about what we can kind of grab for and what will help us get to sleep and have positive, healthy sleep cycles.
We've talked a lot about SomaDerm today and sleep, and New Life has launched a brand new product just launched recently, Soma Night. And if you could just tell us a little bit about Soma Night and
yes.
sleep.
So Soma Night, this is a revolutionary approach to recovery.
Yes.
Soma Night essentially supports IGF-1 production, which it's a key hormone in recovery. Mm-hmm. In addition, it helps us aid in HGH utilization. And it's like adding a supercharger to our conversion engine. It's a fantastic product that is going to help aid in sleep, keeping us asleep, putting us asleep.
Yes.
And like, as we talked about all today, sleep is the most important thing in our lives as we spend yes. a third of our lives in sleep. Again, if we're doing it right. So Soma Night is a fantastic product and I'm so excited to for us to introduce this to everyone.
I'm excited too.
Yes.
And it's a collagen-based
yes.
product. I mean, how important is collagen
oh,
and
yes.
sleep
and joint support.
Yes.
And yes, it's
yes.
a tricollagen
yes.
nanopeptide. It's a one of a kind product. And we know all the benefits of collagen. I mean, mm-hmm. we're talking about joint and tissue repair and just overall helping with the function of our bodies. So I'm really excited about this.
I'm so excited about it too. I cannot wait to try it and yes. for everyone else to experience it as well.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for that, Lacey. So one of the biggest questions that we've had since launching Soma Night is, what is the difference between SomaDerm and Soma Night, and how do they work together?
Yeah, so I love this question. SomaDerm is fantastic because it does help support our own endogenous production of HGH. Again, HGH is that power hormone that we need in our bodies to help promote sleep, not only just the quality of it, but also the length of it, also just with our bone development, our bone mass,
right.
and our muscle mass. And with that being said, the Soma Night is focused on supporting that IGF, that insulin-like growth factor 1 production, which is really a huge source in helping ADS in recovery. So they complement each other so well. And we've got that HGH production that we want to rev up and endogenously help produce in our own bodies. And then we have the Soma Night that really helps us utilize that and transition that IGF-1 to help us with recovery. So it really is a revolutionary approach to recovery. And I'm so excited about this product.
Yeah. And speaking of joint health, how does collagen benefit? I mean, how does it help with joints and your joint health, especially as you age?
Yeah. So we feel a lot of effects on as we age. Again, we've got that peak at 20 with HGH and then the plummet at 25. And joint tissue, joint protection is we lose collagen,
right?
Essentially, as
yes.
we age. And we feel that. We feel
yes.
you know, with arthritis and,
yeah.
and achy and sore bones
exactly.
and joints and things like that. So the collagen really just replenishes what we've lost, bottom line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the things that we say with Soma Night, it's where science meets beauty and function. Tell me, how does it achieve that?
What it really is doing is it's helping us, it's aiding us in getting to that restorative sleep that we need. And so what happens is one of the main functions of sleep is for cell regeneration. And we, like I said before, when we have a nice long quality sleep night,
yeah.
we feel great in the morning.
Right.
Soma Night helps us get there and stay there. And with that being said, it can also help us feel and it can help us achieve that youthful appearance and decrease those fine wrinkles. And collagen is such an important part of the conversation that I have with patients every day in clinic. I want to make sure that, you know, we're touching on, you know, finding a balance with, you know, diet, nutrition, exercise, physical activity. But a huge part of just rest and recovery for our tissue is
yeah.
making sure that we have a very solid and high quality collagen. And I know that this product does so much more than that, but
yeah.
I do make sure that I counsel my patients on the importance of collagen on our joints and on our tissue repair and just recovery in general. So I think it's really important that, you know, we highlight at every visit to the importance of collagen and hormones and how those work together, and how that the, you know, we can help collaborate and combine different kinds of functions with this product.
Lacey, thank you so much for being with us today. It's been so fun, so exciting to talk about sleep, HGH, wellness, and Somanite, our new product that we just launched. Super excited about that. New You Life family, thank you for being with us today. It's been super fun. Join us again next time on The Pulse.
Thanks so much for tuning into this episode of the New You Life Pulse podcast. If you're enjoying the show, please feel free to rate, subscribe, and leave a review wherever you listen to your podcasts. Also, for more information, please visit our website, newyoulife.com. Thanks again for listening, and we'll catch you in the next episode of the New You Life Pulse podcast.